Week 7, Santi, Rule 2, and A, O, I, or Ow, at the end of the first word, meeting a following vowel, are replaced by an A or an Au, an A or an Aw. So, A at the end of the first word would be replaced by an A, then a space. An O at the end of the first word is replaced by an Au, and that joins onto the next word. An I at the end of the first word is replaced by Ah, and a space. An Au at the end of the first word is replaced by Aw, and joined onto the next word. So again, you have a chart to fill in, with the letters on the left being the ones at the end of the first word, and the letters going along the top being the beginning of the second word. So when an A at the end of the first word meets an A at the beginning of the second word, you end up with A at the end of the first word, replacing that A, and the A at the beginning of the second word remains just the same, and there's a space between them. So then you have some exercises. Hare plus iti is done for you. So the A on hare is replaced by A, which of course you're not seeing, but you would hear, plus a space, plus iti, which remains exactly the same. The second word always remains exactly the same. So complete the other examples. Then there's a summary of rules 1 and 2, showing what happens when those particular vowels meet. So the ones we've covered already at the end of the first word are I or E, U or U, R, A, O, I or Au. And their replacements are shown there. And of course they could be meeting any vowel at the beginning of the next word. So now you have a mixed exercise where you have to look at the end of the first word to see whether there's an E or an U or a R or an A, I, O or Au, and replace them accordingly. Then you have rule 3. When A or A meet E or E, both are replaced by A. So here you have a big difference. Both the letters that meet, the one at the end of the first word and the one at the beginning of the second word, they're both replaced by one letter. So there's a sort of an amalgamation going on. So A or A meeting an E or an E, you replace both of them with an A. Similarly, when A or A at the end of the first word meets U or U, both are replaced by O. So you have a chart to fill in again, and you have examples which are done for you, and then you have an exercise. Then you have a mixed exercise combining all those rules, 1, 2, and 3. So you have to look at the end of the first word to see what letters are occurring there in order to know which rule you are going to operate. And then you have your answers.